8. Business negotiation.
商务谈判.
2. Inquiry.
Listen to the conversation and choose the best answer to each question.
Hello, this is Peter Green from H.G. Willinson Company. Mr. Deng, Johnson Smith from New York, informs us that you're one of the leading exporters for Chinese cotton piece goods. That's true, Mr. Green. Is there anything I can do for you? At present, we are interested in printing shirting and would be pleased if you could kindly send us by airmail catalogs, sample books, and all necessary information concerning printed shirting. Okay, I can do that for you right now. I hope you will quickly get acquainted with the materials and workmanship of our supplies. I'm sure we will. Meanwhile, please quote us the lowest price. Please also tell us the earliest shipping date. All right. Please be assured that we'll quote you our lowest price. I'm sure it will turn out to be to your satisfaction. I hope so. If your price is competitive and delivery date acceptable, we intend to place a large order with you. I really look forward to our cooperation.
3. Offer.
Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Peter. I'm glad you're still here. I'm making you an offer for refrigerators.
Thank you for responding to my inquiry so quickly.
Of course, you're a big buyer. Our offer is for 450 refrigerators, model SL358, $600 each, CFR, Los Angeles.
I have to say this price is not what I expected. You know, Sun, your fridges are not as well known as international famous brands like GE, Simmons, and Electrolux. It'll cost us a lot to promote your products here, and it is really risky for us to do that. I hope you can lower your price by 15%.
Our fridges are very competitive against the famous brands. They're not as expensive, but they are of the same quality, or maybe even of better quality. People in your area will love them once they find out how well they work.
I still think a 15% reduction is quite reasonable for all the effort and risk.
I know you'll make great efforts to push the sales, and we really appreciate your helping us to promote our products in your market. When we made this offer, we considered all the factors. What about a 5% reduction? That's all I can do.
Okay. I'll talk to my supervisor and get back to you before the end of this month. 5. Order. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
An order is a request made by the buyer to the seller, asking the seller to supply a specified quantity of goods on the terms agreed upon by both parties. Very often, it is only after the exchange of a number of letters, faxes or emails that the two parties involved come to terms and the buyer finally places an order. Many companies prefer official printed order forms, which saves time and ensures that no information can be ignored. Still, there are companies, small companies in particular, who place orders in the form of letters. An order becomes legally binding upon either party after confirmation, and later serves as the basis to open a credit letter on. Accuracy is essential in the placing of an order, for any error can bring about unexpected trouble. An order should cover the following particulars. A. The buyer's name and address. B. The order number and date. C. The description of the goods, quantity, unit prices, article numbers, total amount. D. The port of destination, the mode of packing, the time of shipment, the terms of payment, etc. 6. Payment methods. Read the passage about terms of payment in international trade and then do the exercises.
The methods of payment in international trade can be divided into three kinds: remittance, collection, and letter of credit. Remittance and collection belong to commercial credit. Letter of credit belongs to banker's credit. In remittance or collection transaction, the buyer is responsible for payment, the seller for surrendering documents. In ELSI transaction, the banker is responsible for paying money and tendering documents on behalf of both parties. Remittance. When remittance is adopted in international trade, the buyer, on his own initiative, remits money to the seller through a bank according to the terms and time stipulated in the contract. The buyer can adopt three different ways of remittance when he sends the money. Mail transfer, MT. The buyer gives money to his local bank. The local bank issues a trust deed for payment, then sends it to a correspondent bank at the seller's end by means of mail and entrusts him to pay the money to the seller. Telegraphic transfer, TT. At the request of the buyer, the local bank sends a trust deed for payment by email to a correspondent bank at the seller's end and entrusts him to pay money to the seller. This method is quicker than mail transfer. The seller can receive the money at an early date. Demand draft, DD. Demand draft has the same meaning as international money order. Under this method, the buyer buys a bank draft from his local bank and sends it by mail to the seller. On the basis of the above bank draft, the seller or his appointed person takes the money from the relevant bank in his place. Collection. Collection is the second mode of payment in international trade. The seller issues a draft to which the shipping documents are attached, sends the draft to a bank in his place, that is, the remitting bank, to collect the purchase price from the buyer through its correspondent bank abroad, that is, the collecting bank. Collection can be divided into two kinds. Documents against payment, DP. Under this payment method, the exporter is to ship the goods ordered and deliver the relevant shipping documents to the buyer abroad through the remitting bank and collecting bank with instructions not to release the documents to the buyer until the payment for the goods is made. Documents against acceptance, DA. Under this method, the collecting bank will release the shipping documents to the buyer without any payment, but merely against a written promise of the buyer to honor the draft at a certain future date agreed upon between the seller and the buyer. Under DA terms of payment, just time, usance, draft is used. The draft usually ranges from 30 to 150 days. Letter of credit. LC is a tool or instrument of payment, and the payment is guaranteed by a bank. It is usually called an open letter of request because the opening bank requests the negotiating bank to advance money or give credit to the beneficiary and promises that he will reimburse or repay the same to the negotiating bank against a bill of exchange accompanied by the relevant shipping documents. A banker's LC is the most desirable payment. This will not only give protection to both exporter and importer, but also render monetary assistance to both of them. When an importer wants to open an LC to cover his purchase from abroad, he may apply to his banker for a letter of credit for any amount. In general, his banker will not ask for payment of the full amount of the LC to be opened, but will only collect a deposit, the amount of which largely depends on the buyer's commercial integrity and his business connection with the bank. Since the buyer pays only a part of the purchase price for the establishment of an LC, his capital will not be tied up. In other words, the bank finances or guarantees the balance of the purchase price. On the other hand, the exporter also benefits from this method of payment. He can get payment right after the contracted goods are shipped, and his drafts, accompanied by relevant shipping documents, are presented to the negotiating bank.
New words.
Commodity.
Commerce.
Comply.
Assure.
Inquiry.
Workmanship.
Quote.
Promote.
Competitive.
Irrevocable.
Reference.
Receipt.
Bargain.
Substantial.
Commission.
Stiff.
Confirmation.
Essential.
Description.
Punctual.
Execution.
Relevant.
Backlog.
Payment.
Surrender.
Tender.
Adopt.
Remit.
Stipulate.
Entrust.
Draft.
Guarantee.
Beneficiary.
Reimburse.
Render.
Deposit.
Insurance.
Peril.
Conveyance.
Rate.
Premium.
Invoice.
Precaution.
Liable.
Damp.
Transit.
Effect.
Amount.
Policy.
Timely.